In an attempt to alleviate Illinois' severe teacher shortage, state lawmakers last year removed a requirement known as the Basic Skills Test. That test had proven to be a stumbling block, especially for people pursuing the profession later in life as a second career. The change, enacted just 5 months ago, has already opened the door for Kelly McConaughey. She spent the past 11 years working as a paraprofessional or teacher's aide, assisting students with special needs in an East Moline middle school. When our education reporter Dusty Rhodes first interviewed her last spring, McConaughey became emotional, talking about her three attempts to pass the math portion of the test, all to no avail. She sounded happier this week in a phone interview with Dusty.
So this was your first day of student teaching?
Yes.
And how did it go?
I love this job. I've never loved a job before, I can honestly say. And like, this is a truly just so, it's so my thing. I love it.
So you were a parapro and then you were the long-term sub for one semester?
Yes. So I was a parapro in that room for 11 years. And I wasn't in the same exact room, but I was in the same program. It's the success program. Other schools would call that like emotional behavior. But we've changed the name to the success program because it's more positive.
And these are the kids that, okay, number one, they're middle school kids, right?
Yes.
So you're dealing with the ones with emotional disability?
Yes. I mean, a lot of people say, what do you do? Middle school. Oh. And then they'll say, well, what subject do you teach? And when I tell them, they just think, oh, geez, that's so hard. You know, well, you know, they think I'm so like a saint. And I'm like, oh, yes, that's me. I'm a saint. But honestly, it's a great job to me. I like the small classes. I like to help them with these basic core skills so they can move on with their lives and be successful and feel good about themselves. What is more valuable than that?
This new law is what made this possible for you, correct?
Correct.
So I remember telling you that this law was coming down the pike, that I was hearing that this was going to happen, that I was hearing that, you know, they filed this legislation. And you, well, why don't you articulate what your reaction was to my telling you that?
Well, it was hard for me to trust or have hope because even now, it's still so traumatic what was going on because I've been testing. This process of me getting my license has been 2 years of struggling and trying and testing and just it's two whole entire years. That's a long time to try to get a license, you know. And here's what I want to say is that to have a test deciding everything is so it's too much. It's like a it's what is even the word for it? To have one test decide your entire situation, it's too much pressure. And why can't they just take my work, the essays that I've written, and the things that came directly from my head and directly from my own creative instincts instead of can I tick all these boxes on these tests? And it keeps going, honestly, because now I'm I have to pass EdTPA, which at least it's more of a, holistic assignment. I'm actually using my skills. So I would say that's at least relevant.
So the 11 years that you worked as a parapro, that counted for nothing, right?
Right.
I mean, you have to be supervised by someone now, right? Like when you were a sub, you ran the classroom yourself, right?
Right. I had to do observations. 60 hours of observations. I've observed thousands of hours, but I'm trying not to complain. I'm really grateful. Yes, when you told me they were trying to put this legislation in place to allow me to move forward without one 60-question test decide everything, when I've proven through my college, my university, that I know how to use strategies, like I know how to teach. And I've learned a lot about how to teach, and I've learned a lot from my experience.
It seemed like you didn't want to get your hopes up.
I didn't. I mean, and I still don't. Honestly, I still don't. Even though I'm in the final stages and I just have these projects to do and I could actually get my license, I'm still so, what do I say, traumatized. I mean, it was so extreme what I went through with the testing. I can't get too excited.
That was Kelly McConaughey speaking with her education reporter, Dusty Rhodes. In order to focus on preparing for her upcoming EdTPA test, McConaughey is given up her part-time job. Ironically, she was a math tutor.